The war against terrorism over the past week has been fought in a single mountainous province of eastern Afghanistan, along the border with Pakistan. The Pentagon says U.S. warplanes have struck targets in the province of Paktia 3 times in the last 4 days. That is also the area where Army Sergeant Nathan Chapman was shot and killed during an ambush last week. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Last Thursday, again on Friday, and again yesterday, U.S. planes struck a cave complex called Jawarkili. The Pentagon's Deputy Operations Director, Rear Admiral John Stufflebeam, says Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters seem to be regrouping in Jawarkili. Surveillance of the region, he says, uncovered an assembly of armored vehicles and artillery pieces.
This is a what you would call a relatively active area. Paktia province had previously been a support haven of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. There are obviously still Al-Qaeda and pro-Taliban that are loose there, and we're continuing to find them, and we're continuing to strike their equipment as we found them.
The Jawarkili Caves of Paktia province are well known to analysts who have studied Afghanistan over the years. In the 1980s, the Afghan forces fighting the Soviet Army stored their weapons in those same caves. Milt Bearden directed CIA assistance to those anti-Soviet Afghan forces. He says the rugged mountainous region can be a trap for foreign troops who try to penetrate it.
It's an area of Paktia province in eastern Afghanistan that has seen over the last 20 years some of the most desperate fighting, and it is inhabited by some of the most the toughest and often most intractable Afghans.
Bearden worked the Paktia province for the CIA during the 1980s alongside the anti-Soviet Afghan forces. His novel, The Black Tulip, is based on his own CIA experiences with those Afghan forces, and much of it is set in the rugged Paktia region.
These are very tortured switchback valleys that gave the Soviets no relief. They simply couldn't get a handle on it, and after about 1985, they never had a successful foray into that region.
Well, was it hospitable to you during that period?
Sure. I mean, we were the good guys.
But alliances in Afghanistan are always shifting, Bearden says. Many of the fiercely anti-Soviet fighters of the 1980s took the Taliban side in the 1990s. So when U.S. Special Forces began moving into the province in recent weeks, finding allies there proved to be a bigger challenge than it had been elsewhere in Afghanistan. Again, Admiral Stufflebeam.
This is an area that we did not previously have a lot of anti-Taliban coordination or connection with, as we had initially in the north and as we have seen around Kandahar. So to say it's a more dangerous area than the others right now is probably accurate.
Army Sergeant First Class Nathan Chapman and a CIA colleague had made contact with local tribal leaders in this same area and were trying to establish a relationship with them when they were caught in an ambush last week. Pentagon officials say they still don't know whether the tribal leaders betrayed the men or whether someone else ambushed them, maybe a nervous 14-year-old, for example, as has been reported by some local officials there. Milt Bearden, the CIA veteran, says it could be either scenario or others.
This is an area that hasn't had any industry other than warfare and warlordism since the end of the 70s. There are tribes, clans, separate militia groups, separate competing warlords. All of these people are willing to shoot each other. And so you're talking about just a very, very tough neighborhood where an incident like happened to Sergeant Chapman is going to happen from time to time.
Bearden says U.S. forces are nevertheless doing the right thing in trying to work with local groups in Paktia province. It's going to be dangerous and more people could be hurt, he said, but we're handling this just about right. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.